This news update is being brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, as well as Sebring Ace Hardware. And by Bresky Siding and Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servants with a look at your news for the hour. A criminal sexual conduct case is moving to circuit court after Judge Ferris has found probable cause during a preliminary examination. The complainant testified that an encounter at the residence in December 2025 became non-consensual despite repeatedly telling the defendant to stop. She identified Braden Franzel in court as the person involved and testified that she sought medical treatment shortly after the alleged assault, where a sexual assault forensic examination was performed. Defense attorneys challenged the complainant's credibility throughout the hearing, pointing to inconsistencies between earlier statements and her courtroom testimony. They also questioned details surrounding the events leading up to and following the alleged assault. A sexual assault nurse examiner testified that the documented injuries and evidence collected during the forensic examination were consistent with the complainant's report. However, the examiner also told the court that medical findings alone cannot determine whether sexual activity was consensual or not. After considering testimony from witnesses and reviewing the evidence that was presented, Judge Ferris ruled there was sufficient probable cause to send the case to circuit court. Franzel was bound over on 3 counts of third-degree criminal sexual conduct. His arraignment is scheduled for August the 10th. A Huron County Commissioner's effort to block a recall petition has failed. Commissioner Steve Vaughn appealed to the circuit court to stop the recall, but the court ruled against him. The recall petition targets Vaughn's July 2025 vote in favor of a resolution allowing 15,000 acres of solar energy facilities in county zone townships. Vaughn argued the petition lacked clarity. He stated the 15,000 acre figure is outdated, as the Huron County Planning Commission has since reduced that allotment to 9,000 acres. He also argued his constituency consists of self-zoning townships, meaning the county zoning decision fell outside their jurisdiction. The court rejected those arguments. Citing case law, the judge ruled the accuracy of the petition statements is a political question for voters, not a judicial one. Because the petition clearly identified the conduct serving as the basis for the recall, the court found no legal grounds to block it. The appeal was denied. And the U.S. Coast Guard is reminding Great Lakes boaters that false distress calls can put lives at risk and carry serious legal consequences. Since the beginning of the year, the Coast Guard's Great Lakes District has received 187 false emergency alerts, including 3 cases investigators determined were deliberate hoaxes. Officials say intentionally reporting a fake emergency is a federal felony. A conviction can bring up to 10 years in prison, fines exceeding $13,000, civil penalties, and repayment of the cost of any emergency medical response launched because of the false report. The Coast Guard also urges public not to post or share misleading social media content that creates the appearance of an emergency. Anyone facing an emergency on the water should contact the Coast Guard on VHF channel 16, or by calling 911. The Great Lakes District patrols 1,500 miles international border across 8 states, including Michigan. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Siding and building repair for your new roof, roof repair, or leak detection.
This is Derek Bresky, your roofing specialist from Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair. Most people think replacing their old worn out roof is expensive and are afraid of rising costs. Call me for a free roof inspection and let me show you what Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair have to offer. With over 40 years experience, I will personally come and inspect your roof. Trust me to give you a roof you can afford, including a top-of-the-line quality shingle.
Call my dad at 999-529-8167.
That's right, Ayana. Call our dad today at Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair, a company you can trust.
And for a look at our obituaries for this hour, we have Frank Philip Tulaski Jr., age 87, of Bad Axe, Caseville area, passed away peacefully Friday, July the 17th. Frank served his country with honor in the United States Army from 1957 to 1959, carrying the values of dedication, discipline, and loyalty with him throughout his life. Frank is survived by Elaine Tulaski, his children Trudy, Tammy, Todd, Tina, and Tracy, as well as his brothers, grandchildren, and 16 great-grandchildren. And a mass of Christian burial will be held at 11 a.m. on Thursday, July the 23rd at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Parish, St. Roch Catholic Church in Caseville. Frank's family will be present to receive visitors on Wednesday at the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. with time for sharing memories beginning at 6 p.m. and again at the church on Thursday from 10 a.m. until time of service. In lieu of flowers, those planning an expression of sympathy are asked to consider memorial contributions to Caseville Food Bank, care of Caseville Methodist Church. The family was assisted with arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Friends can share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. And we have Donna Barclay of Harbor Beach, passed away July 3rd at the age of 73. Donna was born February 9th, 1953 in Harbor Beach. She is survived by her loving husband of 51 years, Jim Barclay, her children, Jared and Lisa, her cherished grandchildren, and a private funeral service was held at Ramsey Funeral Home in Harbor Beach. Burial took place at Rock Falls Cemetery. The family is deeply grateful to doctors, nurses, caregivers, and friends who supported Donna and her family with care throughout her illness. Memorials may be made to the Holy Name Mary Parish of Harbor Beach in Donna's memory.
Life is a highway, and you can ride it in a 1990 Chevy Corvette, brought to you by the Thumb Broadcasting Summer Car Giveaway. It's got a bright red exterior and a gray leather interior. Under the hood is a Chevy 350 small block engine with 245 horsepower and a 4-speed automatic transmission. With its tinted glass removable roof, you can feel the breeze in your hair anywhere. With its digital dashboard and premium Delco Bose sound system, you can add some great tunes to that breezy ambience by tuning into WHST and WLEW in your new ride. All you gotta do to enter is be 18 years or older to register and shop local. No purchase necessary.
All of this is made possible by our family here at WHST and WLEW, as well as our sponsors and great listeners like you.
And we're back with your national and international news. A punishing mid-July heat wave across the inland northwest has triggered critical wildfire warnings as the Kaiser Canyon fire exploded to just over 62,000 acres in eastern Washington state. Lightning strikes sparked the blaze last week, and erratic wind gusts have pushed flames through dry brush and timber, forcing mandatory evacuations for several rural communities. Emergency shelters have opened in surrounding towns as firefighters battle triple-digit temperatures. Federal forestry crews are deploying heavy air tankers to establish containment lines, but dry conditions are expected to persist through midweek. Air quality alerts remain in effect for broad stretches of the Pacific Northwest as the smoke drifts across state lines. And Jordanian authorities ordered the immediate evacuation of the international airport and major seaport in Aqaba, following what officials described as a specific and credible security threat. The U.S. Embassy in Amman issued an urgent security alert advising all American citizens to avoid travel to the port city and maintain distance from military facilities. Security forces establish checkpoints throughout the surrounding area while emergency teams conducted sweeping operations. The high-level alert underscores widespread regional volatility following recent cross-border military strikes. Commercial airlines have rerouted scheduled flights away from the southern Jordanian airspace, pending further safety clearances. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Seabooing Ace Hardware, as well as Bresky Siding and Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's time to get outside and get grilling. So let our Ace grilling experts help you choose the right grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg Charcoal Grills, Traeger Wood Pellet Grills, and Weber Gas Grills. And since our stores are locally owned and we're committed to helping our neighbors, we'll also assemble and deliver your grill for free. Around the block, what you need in stock with people who know their grills.
Hi, I'm Paul Bender from Ace Hardware Bad Axe. Stop in and see me. I'll make sure you leave with everything you need, unlike the big box stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, your backyard is right in our backyard. So when you need to feed your grass, remove the weeds, or wrangle those leaves, go to the place that delivers on top brands like Eagle, Toro, and Steel. We offer curbside pickup or get what you need delivered at participating stores.
Hey, it's Jana at Ace Hardware and Bad Axe. I'm here to help you tackle any project, big or small. Shop local with Ace Hardware and Bad Axe.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.